around my old hometown, looking for some faces that once knew me. Though all the streets still look the same, only memories remain. None of the folks I thought I knew so
they called us the invaders.
Americana. It started as a flickering black and white image through an old movie projector. Faces of cowboys and Indians, the good guys victorious over the emissaries of evil. My early visions of America came from the cinema. Then there were the guns, deliverers of truth, justice and the American way.
In the early 1950s, communism was still the scourge of the so-called free world. UFOs had been sighted across America, and films such as The Invaders from Mars, The Blob, and Creatures from the Black Lagoon served as a warning that there were still forces of evil waiting if America ever dropped its guard.
As I grew up, the music took over. Rock, jazz, skiffle and blues, those country songs came to liberate me. The music gave me hope, a feeling that I could express myself. The cowboys in those old black and white movies seemed to have values. You knew who the good guys were. Then, as I toured America with my band, I saw the place firsthand. From the roadside of a dreary bus stop to the big gigs at Hollywood Bowl and Madison Square Garden. America was secure. Its borders were safe.
It was against such a backdrop that the unbelievable happened. The invaders landed. The British pop invasion had arrived.
At the height of our success in the 1960s, the Kinks were banned from touring the USA for 4 years. When we did return, we toured the USA relentlessly.
Tour after tour, year after year, to win back what we lost.
They called us the invaders.
Good morning, it's 2:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is a new showtime. I used to have a show called Celtic Dawn. It's now Celtic After Midnight. And that is Ray Davies' new album, Our Country Americana, Act 2. Here's another fine local musician. Thank you. And that was Karen Tweed that we just heard, along with Tom McElvogue on the flute. And this was a recording that was made in Ireland, though Karen tends to make her home and now in the Orkneys. This album came out in 2017, but I was just able to get my hands on it recently. So we heard Luckpenny, which is the title track of the album, Wheels of the World, The Bicycle Jig, excuse me, credited to Steve Cooney, and Bank of Ireland. Before that was Haneke Castle with The Goblin and the Mouse and the Fiddling Twin from her latest album, Trip to Walden Pond. And she just had time before she departed for Germany to send out a mailing saying she's off for the 10th anniversary year of Harold Haggard's International Fiddle School. If you happen to be in Bredstedt on Wednesday, they're doing a concert at the St. Nicholas Church there, and you should definitely swing by. She's had a great time playing at various fiddle camps. For those who aren't familiar with Haneke's work, she's spent her time honing her chops on Scottish fiddling. She's a part of many fiddle camps around here, and also ones on the West Coast. And her personal instruction website is fiddlevideo.com. And she's offering deals. You can find out more by going to her website, www.hanekecastle.com. And one thing that she's a big, big part of is Child's Play. And they are going to be touring the Pacific Northwest in November. Yeah, perk up your ears at that, Peggy. More importantly, she says, we're coming to Coos Bay, Oregon, which is basically home. I mean, it's where the movies, the mail, and the violin lessons were. I can't wait to introduce my fellow Child's Players to the beauty of the Oregon coast and the people. And as we mentioned, the show starts for Child's Play in November of this year. So, and just swing your little browser by Child's Play and you should start seeing various dates for Oregon and Washington. Well, next up, I was very happy to see a new album out by a marvelous collaboration. Katrine Finch, who's a terrific Welsh harpist, and Sekou Keita, who is wonderful player from Mali and is part of that family of griots. And here we have a Welsh piece from them. Thank you.
sure, give ear unto these lines I write. I own I am a rover, in rambling I take great delight. I place my mind on a handsome girl, and often time she does me slight. My mind is never easy, except when my true love is in my sight. Down by yon flowery garden, where me and my true love do meet, I took her in my arms, and unto her gave kisses sweet. She bade me take love easy, just as the leaves fall from the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with my own true love I did not agree.
Good company.
fortune would ne'er daunt me. For I am young and the world is
take me across the channel. London Bridge is falling down. Stranger woman tries to save what a man will try to drown. And it's the rain that they predicted. It's the forecast. Every time the roses died because you picked it, I believe that brandy's mine. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. It's the same. And the world is getting flatter, and the sky's falling all around. Oh, and nothing is the matter, for I never cry in town. And a love like ours, my dear, is best measured when it's done. And I never buy umbrellas, 'cause there's always one around. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. All over the world, it's the same, it's the same. And you know that it's beginning, and you know that it's the end. And once again we are strangers, and the fog comes rolling in. it's the same. It's the same.
And that was Norma Waterson, a fine album with her daughter Eliza Carthy and the Gift Band. This is Anchor, just came out on Topic Records, Strange Weather. Prior to that was Planxty with You Rambling Boys of Pleasure, from a tape just recently discovered from a concert that they did in 1979 for Radio Bremen. And this is One Night in Bremen is the title of the album. And if you never got to see Planxty live, well, that's probably about the closest you're going to get. Though they every so often do a pickup shows. And we started off with Katrine Finch and Seku Keita from their fine album Soar, doing a Welsh tune, Kevich Divin. Next up, let's see, what do we have here? Oh, we've got some Van Morrison. We've got something from Danu's new album. And we've got something from Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye.
So, yes, keep your eye. And we heard the Banter Band with their fine album, Yes, who are Simon Kerr on the melodeon and concertina, Tim Walker on percussion and brass, and Nina Zella on keyboards and vocals. Great deal of fun there. They did Kafuzalum. Before that was Van Morrison and Joey DeFrancesco with Celtic Swing from You're Driving Me Crazy. And we started off with Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy with Strange Weather from Anchor. And we finished that set with Danu from their brand new album, 10,000 Miles. She Hasn't the Thing She Thought She Had, Dennis Burfies and Abby's Green Isle. It is 2:54. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to ask through the magic of posthumous recording, John Renborn to take us back one night in Kyoto in 1978.
Santa Claus, will I do anything in this God Almighty world to get my candy man home? Big leg Ida, 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 big leg Ida. Well, I love that big leg girl, God knows I do. Salty dog, will I do anything in this God Almighty world to get my candy man home? Little red light, little green light, little red light, that little green light. Little red light, little green light. Gotta stop on the red light, go on the green. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Candyman, 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 been here and gone. Candyman, salty dog, will I do anything in this God Almighty world to get my Candyman home? Running and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run and get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Do anything in this God Almighty world to get my candy man home. Brass band, peppermint stick, little brass band, peppermint stick, little brass band. Well, I'm going on down to New Orleans, sit on a candy stand. Candy man, candy man, been here and gone. Candy man, Santa Claus. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world to get my candy man. One now that's a tune written by an English guitar player called Davy Graham. This is a tune that started me and a lot of other people trying to learn to play the guitar. It's a tune called Angie.